These are the director's notes for Do You Want to Date My Avatar, which was a theatropod production done at the latter half of 2012 and the first few months of 2013. This is the director, Kalakiria, and I've been putting off doing the director's notes. This is the day I swore I was going to post. I did one set of director's notes that I hated. I did another set that I hated. And now I'm tearing up. Oh Lord. This has been a project and a half, and I loved every minute of it. When I saw the call going up from the moderators, Pod Kilby and Bessie Boo, I remember thinking that it would be really fun to do one of the to voice some of it, but I didn't really have time. So when the call went out again, I volunteered to direct. But of the many decisions that I've made on such a whim, this has been one of the most rewarding. I definitely recommend thinking about it maybe a little more than I did. But if anyone is interested, I certainly had a great time. I'm crying. Many thanks to my lovely artist, Yui Neff, Yui Nine, who, when I'd worked with her on a Podvic Big Bang project last year, and we had a lot of fun. She was great to work with for that project, and I remember thinking that sort of this project really deserved. Everyone had put so much effort into it that I wanted a cover that also had a lot of effort going into it. It deserved a lot better than my efforts. So I reached out to Yui Neff, and she was is so it was so excited about it. It was just so much fun to get that much energy back. And we had a great time sort of bouncing back and forth ideas about how it would work. Whatever she says, I've listened to her artist notes, which you should also go listen to. I can't even tell you how happy I am with the completed product. It's gorgeous and adorable and hilarious. Yeah, it's great. Also, many thanks to my beta, Star Duchess, who also helped immeasurably by, in addition to doing the voices of Peter and Scott, being willing to beta the intermediate versions of the completed Podfic. Many, many thanks. Also, many thanks to the moderators, Pod Kilby and Bessie Boo, who got the Theatropod project going. All six of them, I believe. There are a whole bunch of them at any rate. And who were a great resource when I was feeling a little overwhelmed. At one point, Pod Kilby asked me, I said I was having a little trouble keeping on track, and she said, was there anything she could do? And I said, you know what, if you could poke me once a week to make sure this project stays, floating around at the forefront of my brain, that'd be great. But that's more than you signed up for. But she did, and it kept that project right around the forefront of my brain, and was great. And meant that, things happened, which was good. Yeah. Oh God, all the love to my amazing, lovely, wonderful, patient cast. Opal Song, Majolene, Dr. Fumbles McStupid, Piscaria, Katie Hart, Star Duchess, Hannah Nobira, Anna Unfolding, and 24th Key. I love you guys. You are wonderful in all possible ways. When I was going all over the place saying, oh shit, I thought I dealt with this. I'm not sure, you know, what do I do with these emoticons? Like, there's this whispers thing, and I'm like, I don't know, like, can we do this 5 times so that I can have, like, a different take for everyone? They were patient and helpful and gave me ideas, and occasionally we went off on amazing giggle fests. I think there are, how many minutes is it? Which produced a lot of outtakes. I put together 40 minutes, only 40 minutes of outtakes, which is essentially a whole bunch of fangirls seal clapping at each other. And if it doesn't reduce you to giggles in 10 seconds, I'll be very impressed. No, it's great. It's great. I'm the alpha meow. Still my favorite thing in the world. So, I think, yeah. A lot of people came together for this. Obviously, I've talked about the moderators and UNF and the cast. Shout out should also go to Christy Core, the author of this amazing fic, who, when I messaged her about doing this project, she was so enthusiastic and excited and helpful, and it was just so much fun to get that kind of response back. It was great. So now that I'm done having feelings all over everything, let's see, what can I say about this production? Well, I went into this with the intention that it be about the community of people coming together to make it. I wanted to have as much as possible of the finished recording be from actual chat sessions that we had, which was accomplished by finding a time that worked for everyone, which I think we covered 5 different time zones for a grand total of, I think, 8 hours difference at a few rehearsals, and everyone was so patient about it. I really wanted the energy of having everyone together on the same Skype session. I recorded it with Skype Recorder, and turns out that transatlantic Skype calls occasionally have quality issues, but I decided to roll with it for 2 reasons. One, I really wanted that energy. Like, it's, you can tell when everyone is together, not in a room, but together in the interwebs, on the interwebs. And since so much of this production is about that sense of, the story is about that sense of community, but I also just wanted to, I apart from anything else, I wanted to meet everyone, and I wanted to spend time with everyone and get to know people. And I know that's why, it's part of the reason a bunch of people got involved too. So there was that. Also decided to roll with a few of the sound quality issues, if they weren't too egregious, because they're on chat for, you know, half the fic. So the microphones are valid in universe. So yes. Yes, I did. Which, honestly, just took deciding to roll with that made a lot of things a lot easier. There were several decisions that went to, oh god, I just need to make my life easier. At one point, there was a thought that the emoticons would be because it is in chat, and there's this sense that sort of emoticons are standard, that maybe the emoticons would be recorded by someone else, either the narrator or me as the director, just to get my voice in there somewhere. And sort of that if a character used an emoticon, it would sort of get stamped in. That ended up falling through a little bit for reasons of time, but mostly because there are a whole bunch of places where all a character says is an emoticon, and I needed that to come through. So that's what happened there. Let's see. I did, with Christy Kaur's permission, if you compare the podfic to the written fic, there are a few tiny differences, pretty much entirely in the attributions, so taking out the he said, she said, which, given the multi-voiced nature of the podfic, really wasn't necessary. A few of those did get kept in there if there was an action associated with them. So, something like, looking at scene 5. So it's a narrative scene between Jackson and Stiles, and there are a whole bunch of places where in the written fic, Jackson rolls his eyes, and then Jackson scowls, and Stiles says something gleefully, and those were taken out but kept as notes for the performance. But Stiles stared, you're a cow, stayed because I needed the action of Stiles staring in complete and utter disbelief at Jackson, who doesn't quite understand this, which is great. Oh god, I'm tearing up again. It's not so much that this is an emotional story, it's a funny story, and there are moments of sort of this kind of emotion, but just making this project was just a lot of fun, and it's very sad to know that it's gonna be gone soon. But I'll be posting it as soon as I edit these increasingly long director's notes. I tried to keep some of the, so I talked about the emotion of having, and the energy of having everyone together, that, and the wiggling about sound quality. There are a few instances where there's background noise in some of the chat scenes, and I could have gotten that re-recorded, but decided not to. For some of the same reasons, is it's a chat scene. There's a lot of other stuff happening in the background of all the characters, not the characters, but the of the packs. Yeah, they've got microphones on, but there's a lot of stuff going on around them. Maybe there's sisters jumping in, or dogs barking, and you know, little kids babbling. So there's a lot of other stuff happening, so I was comfortable leaving that in, and in some cases, actually, I kept it in where I could have taken it out, because I really wanted that there. Sort of one level of meta. There's also a spot, which scene is that? I don't remember the number off the top of my head. But it's the scene, the chat scene right after Derek has been turned into a kitten, and, you know, they're joking about getting Derek a litter box. And we all burst into laughter at the end of that scene, at the end of that recording, and I decided to keep that because it's what, you know, it's what those characters would have done. It's a hilarious moment. Please get him a litter box, that would make my life complete. Like, yes! And on another level, we were having a lot of fun with that. I think that's the rehearsal that the Scott is a Disney Princess outtake came from, and we're just having so much fun, and I wanted to keep sort of on another level of meta, sort of the podfic level as opposed to the podficking level as opposed to the podfic level, keep some of that as long as it didn't interfere, which I don't think it does at the point. I don't know what else to say. This is why I don't do director's notes for my podfics very often. I'm terrible at this. Because I just want to tell you all the anecdotes about, you know, all the little things we did and how, you know, we ran around trying to figure out all the different animals, you know, it's all the different animals Scott's loved before, and what exactly a Zilpheric guild run is, and all, you know, all the different things that came out of this. And that's what some of the outtakes are for, but some of it, I think, is just going to be part of that production. Not everything can be in a blooper reel. Oh god, now I'm scrolling through this I'm scrolling through my massively, crazily multicolored script. I'm trying to think of something else to say. I don't think there is anything, but... yeah. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks, guys.
Hi, everybody. This is UNF. I am the visual artist for the podfic Do You Wanna Date My Avatar? Made by a bunch of awesome people. And Kalakiria asked me to do a short recording of artist notes, sort of, for the extras. So this was an adventure. Actually, well, okay, there's a little story behind it, I guess. First of all, you need to know that I've known Kalakiria because I've done a cover for a podfic for Podfic Big Bang last year. And then we were on Twitter together and stuff. Well, I saw Chatterpod get created on Twitter, and I was watching from afar. So when it went up, I was really excited for the projects, and I looked it up, and no casting felt okay for me. So when Kalakiria sent me a PM on Twitter asking me if I was interested to do a cover, maybe for one of their projects, I just jumped in glee. I was so happy to be able to actually participate in another way. So we talked a bit about how it could be happening and everything, and it quickly became very apparent that the main challenge I would have with this is that the way I approach podfic visual art would make it difficult with a project involving about 12 people. Because the way I do it is I really want it to be clear when I do podfic visual art that I'm doing visual art for the podfic as a complete fan work on its own. I'm not doing art for the fic. I try to really dig my nails into the podfic and try to personalize it as much as I can. Go with what I feel when I hear it. Try to match it with the voices, with the tempo, all of those. That is very specific to the podfic. My mission was to illustrate a podfic voiced by 9 different people and orchestrated by Kalakiria of a fic that contained 14 different characters, where 10 of them are role-playing 11 characters from World of Warcraft. Basically, this is a beautiful case of a fandom going, we need to go deeper, and bamfing it. And then I had to balance all of this, somehow, into a single fan work. What I did was that I made a cover with everybody. I never played World of Warcraft in my life, and I don't really know anyone in my direct vicinity who did, but the first thing I did, I read the story, then I listened to the RAW files that Kalakiria was kind enough to provide me with, which I'm very, very thankful for, by the way. As a visual artist for podfics, I much prefer to work with RAW files than edited works. It's much easier to get a grasp of you, reader, as a person. What you like, what you make, what you sound like when you laugh and when you make mistakes and when you get irritated, all of those, it's much easier to get in the RAW files. It's a pure, undiluted version of your work. So she gave me the raffles about recording of the team as they recorded different scenes. You are so fun. You were really fun to listen to. I hope you're not feeling embarrassed right now because you need to know that it was a pleasure. So when you talked about Disney princesses and cats and silly things and weird noises happening in the background and all of those, they were really fun. And I took notes of some cue scenes. One of the things I doodled while listening to was Cat Derek, because in one scene, spoilers alert, Derek gets turned into a kitten. And it's a cute moment, but the team just couldn't stop laughing with it, and they had these giggle fits that lasted minutes, and it was awesome, so that really inspired me. And I doodled an angry, sullen, pissed kitten Derek, who says, because that was a key sentence that you're going to hear in the other files, I'm the alpha meow! It was so perfect. So I do this, and I'm not even sure if we're going to be able to use it anywhere, but it's going to be in my artist post whenever I make one, so you can see it. And that was the first thing I did because of the recording. Then, the second thing I did was that at one point in the recording, someone mentioned that there was a free version of World of Warcraft available that we could download and make cover art from. So I did exactly that. Thank you very much for this suggestion because I had done some Google search and was going to cry at the lack of resources available to me. As such, the writer of the fic had given a list of each World of Warcraft characters in the comments about what they had imagined the race and class of the characters to be. So I took that and I went ahead and downloaded the free trial version of World of Warcraft available. I created every single characters. Now I had my references. Yay! This done. I passed maybe 3 weeks trying to find a composition where I could fit the World of Warcraft characters into a frame in a way that would convey the feelings I had gotten from the fanfic. And when all of that was done, I submitted it to Kalakiria, who gave me feedback, and then I inked it, then I scanned it, and then I played with it in Photoshop for the remaining 2, 3 weeks. So I didn't really manage to do a composition that I liked, so I had to play with colors a lot to try to balance it back into shape, which is a very clumsy way to do art. Extremely not recommended. What I did was that I tried to regroup characters as they had appeared in the fan work, and I wanted to include a narrator because the voice who voiced the narrator did a really good job, and I know that they had this whole sex scene at the end that they were very nervous about, but they did a really good job. It's a very much present character in the fanfic, and I wanted to Kalakiria to be there because I think that as the maestro of an orchestra, she did a really good job at regrouping everybody and all of this. So I wanted to recognize those two extra invisible characters that people could forget about. I did them by adding a styles-like figure in the spot middle of the framing, which is a narrator, and it act as a gateway between two worlds, between the World of Warcraft and the characters, and between the narrator and the voices, which, was another level. So we had this kind of hinge going on all the time. I wanted to represent that, so it's this running figure who's running from one world to another. So it's a very moving thing. And the person has her headset because you're the narrator. It still kinda works with the gaming environment, but mostly I wanted it to be perfect. And in one of their hand is a computer mouse, which is maybe a bit subtle, so maybe people won't see it, but anyway. And there's a wire from the headset that wraps around, and it wraps around them, and it wraps around the title, and it wraps around the frames, the other frames, and it's bright red because red thread of fate and stuff. It's a very classic cliche visual metaphor for something that ties several elements together. So the narrator ties people together. This is why the red touches several frame and goes around him because he also ties the story together. But all of this is held master by Kalakiria, who's the black cat in front of everybody. She just walks through and is holding the other end of this red thread because she's the one who put everything together at the end. She said it best, it's a leash, and I think that was really cute. Well, otherwise I also went with people who do Scott and Allison. Well, Scott is a Disney princess, guys. You said it. So I made him very Disney princess-like. Just for you. Derek has a tragic haircut. Peter is creepy because Star the Chess, you did a really good job with Peter. And I loved him. He was this yeah, I just yes, good. Lydia, Anna Unfolding, more tempered. Dr. Fumble McStupid, I loved your Derek, who was very stoic, very overly serious for the situation way. I love that, so he's a bit more blank face. Madeline, your styles is happier. Opal Song, you did such a beautiful work with narrator, I just had to include you. Also, Pixcaria, your Allison is so cute. Hana Nobira, your Erika was really happy going. 24th Key, also, I loved your Boyd. He was so amused. It was awesome. And Kitty Hart, your Jackson was excited, so it was cute. So I tried to capture a bit of everybody. Calacaria helped me with this too. Then I had to choose the font for all of your names is the font of World of Warcraft, which I downloaded from that font. And then I went to stock pictures and I found pictures of electronic parts. Those went into the background. The background image of all of this are curtains. It's a theater curtains, but it's cut out of electronic parts because this is tea tripod, so it's a theater. Yeah, I went there. And the colors are very, very bright and very, very happy because the audio was so happy making. I had to go with bright, peppy colors because this is how you guys made me feel when listening to you. I would like to say thank you guys, for being so fun and for recording this project. I think this is amazing. I hope you're going to like the final as much as I did. Thank you for this beautiful collaboration.